say you're fond of fancy things, diamond clips and emerald rings, and you want your man to come through, give him the ooh-la-la. When your car is asked to stop by a handsome traffic cop, lest you want a ticket or two, give him the ooh-la-la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la-la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh-la-la, he'd have changed the history of France.
Ooh la la, this is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program, a glimpse into the ABCs of love. My guest is John Stark. He's the author of a fun and cheeky and sweet new dictionary he calls Naughty But Nice. It's the Dictionary of Love. John Stark is a writer and editor who's worked for many magazines. His work has also appeared in newspapers, among other publications. John Stark, welcome.
Thank you so much, Colleen.
Nice to talk with you. It's Celeste, by the way.
Okay. I'm sure I'm a little changed from interviewing authors about genocide and war today, so...
Ooh. Well, this is a good change of pace for you, then.
Okay,
this
good.
Interview. Well, what inspired you to write this book, The Dictionary of Love, to compile these things together?
Well, you know, Colleen, it had never been done. And all this information was coming out a few years ago about the science of love, and that kind of fascinated me. And I read a couple of Dr. Helen Fisher's books, and she's talking about vasopressin and oxytocin and all these kind of stuff. And then I started to think, you know, there's so many other definitions of love that come from, you know, they come from songs, they come from movies, they come from history. They come from hip-hop, they come from everywhere, and I just thought, what if I threw all these things together, and what would happen? And it was a great structure, because I could just do it, you know, starting with the word A, which is what I did, starting with A-A-H, which was awe, for, you know, orgasm, and then ending with Z, which was, I think, Z-Z-Z, for falling asleep, and in between those, that A and that Z, I came up with 1,500 definitions. Mm.
Now, how was it you decided you've got to do naughty and nice?
The publishers asked us that because I'll tell you, there are a lot of dictionaries. There are no dictionaries of love, but there are dictionaries of slang, and I ordered them all when I started the book, and I'm a journalist, basically, so I needed to do my research. And I read these slang books, and some were thousands of pages long, and they were just gross, and I wasn't going to do that. I did not want a gross book. I wanted something romantic, and I wanted fun. However, it's a little difficult to talk about love and some of those areas of love without being, you know, a little bit naughty there.
Risqué, a little risqué, as my grandmother would have said.
Yes, that's kind of an outdated word. I don't know if that exists anymore, but yes.
Well, I it's in my vocabulary. I don't use it very often, but...
Well, I took a lot of stuff off, well, not a lot, but a number of things off the Internet, and especially Craigslist, because all these women were, you know, in these rants and raves going on about how unhappy they were in their love lives. And so I used a lot of that their definitions of love. So they were a little bit, I guess, on the edge.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep it nice this afternoon.
Okay.
One of the entries, Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about Patsy Cline?
Well, I put a number of people in there, and I put a number of singers in there, too. And the fun part of the book was I got to be selective of who I wanted to put in there. And so people like Patsy Cline, I mean, I grew up listening to her music, and she just transcends country western. She just you know, goes right to the emotion and appeals to everybody. She's a crossover artist and extremely well-loved, and, of course, dying young made her quite a legend. So she's in there, and I got to put in, you know, people like Billy Eckstine and Frank Sinatra and Pavarotti and other people like that I thought earned a place in the Dictionary of Love that love. And, of course, the songs she sang were country western, and that was about love.
Yeah. The Simpsons are here, too.
I'm sorry, the Simpsons?
The Simpsons.
Oh, the Simpsons, yes. The Simpsons. Well, I love the Simpsons. That's why they're in there. They've been on for a long time, and they have a great relationship, dysfunctional, but I thought that they belonged in there. It's a lot of pop culture. I mean, just as I put the Simpsons in, I was able to put Lassie in there because I thought she was quite a beloved figure.
Yeah.
And I was able to put Flipper in there, and I think things that people emotionally relate to. I wanted the book to have that, you know, that emotion to it.
Yeah. There's also clip art and photographs and other kinds of ephemera in here. How did you and the dictionary's designers work together to fashion the book's looks?
Well, that was fun because when we started the book, and these are old friends of mine, Will Hopkins and Mary Kay Bauman, and they're New York designers. And when I was working at People magazine years ago, I met them, and they were redesigning that magazine. And I called them and told them, we'd been friends for years, I was going to do this Dictionary of Love, and they said, we have to design it. Well, the big challenge was, as anyone in publishing knows, that it needed a lot of art, and it's very expensive to buy a lot of art. So they had a great idea of using Victorian line drawings and renderings. And they made them literal, so it looks like a dictionary. So it's very funny. For example, I have a word, coyote, is in there, which is used to describe an older woman who likes to prey on younger men or go out with younger men. And they put a picture of a coyote, literally a coyote. Or if there's another example of salt and pepper, I talk about a certain age where men's hair turns salt and pepper, which people and women especially find very sexy. So they put actually pictures of old salt and pepper shakers in there. So it gives it an irony to it.
Yeah.
They did the indentations, if you notice. All the chapters, A through Z, have tabs going into them like a real dictionary.
Yeah. There are words in here that are new to me, and one of these is the word umbrageous.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, and how did you come to include that, and were there things that you ran across compiling this dictionary that were new to you?
Oh, all the time. Yes, all the time. Umbrageous being one of them, by the way. But if you look in a normal dictionary, it's going to describe umbrageous as being shady, it's an adjective, a shady place or whatever. But in the Dictionary of Love, everything relates back to love. So you wouldn't find umbrageous's relation to love in your Funk and Wagnalls. You'll find it in the Dictionary of Love, though, because it provides a shady place for lovers to go have a picnic and whatever.
Mm. Come with me, Marling.
Yeah, it was fun because I got to take words and bend them as far back as I go and take concepts like the New Deal or Interstate Highway System or the National Parks and research them. There's research in the book on all the history of everything. But then I was able to bend that back to how that relates to love.
Yeah. Out of all these entries, do you have a favorite?
My favorite entry is the simplest one of them all in there. And it's just a word via, V-I-A, because I like this. You know, what does via have to do with love? You'd never find that in anything about love. But the way I use it is that it's the fastest way to a booty call. Do I go via the park? Do I go via 59th Street? Do I go via the bus? And you hear people say that. So I thought that had to be in there.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap up with one more entry. It's a sweet one. It's Snooky Bear.
Oh, Snooky Bear. Yeah, see, when lovers get into baby talk, and so I incorporated a lot of that little baby talk in there, Snooky Bear being one. I mean, no, it's never been said to me, mind you, but other people will call somebody their widow Snooky Bear. I mean, it's pretty sickening if you're listening to it. But there's a word like that in there called innit, and I heard somebody say that, and the example being that it's a contraction of isn't it. And so if someone a man were to say, oh, look at Debbie, what a beautiful sunset, and she'd go, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's another example of those kind of lovers' words that are throughout the dictionary.
Yeah. Well, there we will wrap it up. Mr. Stark, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
John Stark is the author of The Dictionary of Love. The publisher is Avon.
Get out of town before it's too late, my love. Get out of town, be good to me, please. Why with me home? Why not retire to a farm and be content to charm all the birds out the trees? Just disappear, I care for you much too much. And when you're near so close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that it's getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get out of town.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580.